I would definitely say welcome to this special edition of Radio Disclosure. I've not been on the air for some time, and guess what? I'm back. And I don't know how many of these I'm going to do. I may do a monthly, bi-weekly. I don't know. I've got some radio stations that I'm still pretty good friends with. I sent them an email, said I want to do a little radio show on this. Would you air this coming up weekend or this weekend or next weekend, whenever you feel like it, overnights? I don't care. Just air it. They said yes. And we're also on international shortwave. So my hat's off to WRMI Legends for throwing this out there to them. So time to get to the meat and potatoes of the show tonight and just start on this. So I had a friend of mine who works at another show across town that, you know, deals with the same kind of material. He asked me what I thought about the drones, and I started looking at it. I'm like, you know, this is kind of crazy. Like, if, you know, government agencies are really doing like this super, super secret, like, you know, what I would call, you know, spying, or other governments are doing spying. First and foremost, they're not going to fly their super top secret drones that are invading United States airspace with freaking lights on them. Okay? Bottom line, let's get real. They're not going to do that. They're going to be completely dark. They're going to be at enough altitude to where there's no noise. There's no, you know, the UAVs that have little propellers on them that fly for hours. Now, those are more dangerous, okay, in my opinion, because they tend to last longer. Majority of these other kind of drones, the batteries are 35 to 45 minutes in length. You got to have a very large drone to carry a decent sized payload, meaning anything with it, such as a bomb or such as, you know, surveillance devices and so on and so forth. And if you're up high enough and you're hidden enough, you're going to need a pretty good, you know, antenna on that to point back down, etc. Now, I'm a firm believer in our national security, and I think that we need to be concerned about our national security. But after listening to this House Committee Homeland Security hearing on drone threats on December 12th of 2024, I have never in my life heard, well, actually I have, but I can say it because I make it sound dramatic, a room full of idiots that, number one, do not understand the technology, number two, are clearly, straight out of the gate, working on an agenda. And you can say, oh, Matt, that's not the... Oh, okay, all right, hold on. Here we go. Let me see if you guys can hear what I heard. And yes, I am going to play some clips here, and I'm going to lay this out for you to the best of my ability. Are you ready? Are you ready for this clip? And I'm going to ask you afterwards if you can figure it out.
The current authorities provided under the act are set to expire on December 20th, 2024, just 1 week from now. Over the past years, DHS and DOJ have used these authorities to engage in activities to protect covered facilities and assets against credible threats posed by UAS, notwithstanding laws such as the Wiretap Act or the Aircraft Sabotage Act that could otherwise limit such activities. It's imperative that we not only make sure that the current authorities are extended to protect our national security, but also work together to responsibly reform the current legal authorities that provide federal agencies with critical tools to mitigate credible threats posed by UAS. I'd like to applaud Chairman Green, as well as Ranking Member Thompson, for their bipartisan work alongside members on T&I and Judiciary for introducing H.R. 8610, the Counter UAS Authority Security, Safety, and Reauthorization Act of 2024. This legislation will renew and reform current counter UAS legal authorities. The legislation will also modify and improve counter UAS authorities of the Federal Aviation Administration, enhance important protections for the civil liberties of Americans using UAS in a legal and responsible manner and strengthen public safety in communities throughout this nation. For instance, the legislation requires DHS to establish a counter UAS mitigation pilot program under which selected state and...
Okay, I'm going to cut it off there. Did you hear what he said? Okay. I got to take a drink for a second. I'm going to take some of my sparkling water here. Did you hear what he said? That this act is about ready to expire. Looks like they're trying to get some more teeth into it, trying to add some stuff to it. They're trying to make it. Yeah. Okay. The act is about to expire. Did you hear that? Here, hold on. I'll play the beginning of the clip again so that way any of those people that listened to the whole thing and missed it, you can hear it and get it.
The current authorities provided under the act are set to expire on December 20th, 2024, just 1 week from now. Over the past years, DHS and DOJ have used these authorities to engage in activities to protect covered facilities.
So let me get this right. Couple of weeks or so before this act is going to expire, the skies over the United States light up with super secret drones with lights on them that fly around the entire, you know, New York, New Jersey, Los Angeles, everywhere that you could think of. And we have no idea where they are coming from, but we have got to get this act back in place so the security of our country, and let's create this massive amount of fear about it. You know, it's China, it's this, it's these people, it's Russia, it's the Libyans from Back to the Future, for God's sakes. Oh my freaking word. Listen, don't take the polished turd. Use your brain. Come on. I got more clips I want to go over, okay? This is too hysterical. This made me giggle so hard. I called it before they started talking about it. Go look at my Facebook page. I posted it an hour before this hearing. It's the agendas. It's the promise software all over again. And if you don't know what that is... All right, here's the deal. You know, the way this program works is, you know, when we go to break, you know, these wonderful people that, you know, we spend commercials with, they actually, you know, keep us here. So, you know, we're going to come back. I'm going to play some more clips. I'm going to make some more observations to prove more of what I just said and how ridiculous this crap is. Yeah, we'll be back. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. This is Matt Aaron. Thanks for joining us. And if you're just picking up with us, and I'm going to just kind of go over my theory on this. Some of the governmental acts that protect us in our restricted airspace, like over Area 51, or I'll mention another one that you guys don't know about, Arnold's Air Force Base. Little shout out to my little space buddies down there. Hey, they know what I'm talking about. These drones that could fly over this restricted area and see some of this super spooky stuff. Yes, those are some of those acts are expiring. Those are still restricted airspaces. It's not like you're still going to be able to fly a drone in there. But at the same time, some of the teeth of all those acts, you know, are looking to expire, and prior to this act expiring, magically, all over the United States, we have drones showing up with lights on them. We have drone reports that are actually legitimate helicopters or airplanes, because I'm just going to be quite frank, majority of people are stupid when it comes to this kind of stuff, especially when they look up in the sky. They can't tell the distance. They're not trained. They don't understand that. Go talk to anybody who works at MUFON, okay? Like, getting little legitimate reports and sightings, especially in today's world where we've got so much in space that reflects back down, and you got all this space junk that lights up, and satellites, and, or is it satellites and space junk? But point being, everybody's freaked out. And when you become oversensitive with stuff, even legitimate things are now being, you know, pointed out as crazy. But after listening to this hearing that they had today, like, my head wanted to explode. The House Committee on Homeland Security, they hold their hearing on the drone threats. And I've got good clips because, you know, I watched the whole thing, and I actually got a call telling me not to do this show from somebody inside of our government saying, oh, you're going to, you know, expose things that we're not supposed to. And please give me a break. You're polishing a freaking turd. Okay, here we go. Here's my next clip. And this one cracks me up. And we're going to kind of go over this a little bit, just in how ridiculous all this sounds. And again, I think this guy's probably telling the truth. But again, we're talking about all of a sudden, this has exploded within a month or two prior to them wanting to do massive rehaul over the drone situation.
Came in off the ocean. So, Colonel Anthony Smith, Joint Base Fort Dix McGuire Act, was signed into law. I added it to an appropriations bill, big thick bill, but it was all about setbacks and Mylar on the windows, a lot of good things, and it did mitigate, I think, some of the concerns there. But we always seem to miss something, and I'm very concerned that we're missing something here. I've raised the issue, as has my colleagues Maliotakis and others in New Jersey and New York, about these drone sightings. So last night I was on the beach in Island State Park in Ocean County with the sheriff. He has been working it every single night. He's got his own tethered drones chronicling. One of his officers two nights ago saw 50 drones come in off the ocean right there. So we thought maybe they'll replicate it. They didn't, but we thought it was a possibility. Then last night we had a number of other people here, including a commanding officer from the Coast Guard, who said that one of their 47-foot motor lifeboats was followed by between 12 and 30 of these drones as they went through the water, followed right behind them. You know, and I said, what's the rules of engagement? I mean, you do it if you're fighting against a narco trafficker or something. And they said, we don't know. We don't have any. So I did reach out to the commanding officer at the Joint Base, which is also in my district, and talked to him, had a very good conversation, Colonel Anthony Smith, Joint Base Fort Dix McGuire, the 87th Air Wing, Air Base Wing today. And I said, I know you have the capability, you've put out press releases, to identify and bring down drones. Why can't you deploy them, at least to the ocean? Bring one of these down, find out who's doing it. They have the capability. They said, we don't have the authority, only within the parameters of our base. Well, there's a national interest here. Our jets fly over the ocean all the time for training, so that perimeter is larger. So I did write Secretary Lloyd Austin asking that capability that may be sitting in a closet somewhere. I know they use it all the time. But, you know, bring it out. And I'm not saying you got to share it with the sheriffs. It'd be nice. Just do it yourself in the interest of the American public. So I would ask if you would echo that request. I mean, DOD's got the capability, and maybe Homeland Security does as well. When we had a Zoom meeting with Secretary Mayorkas, our governor put it together, and I appreciated that. But I asked them, why can't we just track where they go to? Seemingly, they're going out to sea, to something, a ship. We don't know for sure, but they came in off from the ocean. So the question really is, can't we just get DOD to share? In my first term, DOD and VA did a great thing, the DOD-VA sharing agreement for healthcare capabilities. It was fantastic. Why can't the DOD share this with Homeland Security, with FBI and others, so that you can go out and find out who...
I think this guy is making legitimate points. Now, okay, let me get this straight. Supposedly 50 drones We're third party here on this. 50 drones are coming in off the ocean. Now, I'm a drone flyer myself. Let's just be very transparent with that. I own a very older one. I don't fly it that much. I'm cautious where I fly it. I think about where I'm flying. I don't fly it where people are, because just like a firearm or a weapon, you're responsible for what you do with that device. Okay. My name is on it because I paid money for it, and if I lose it, I really hope to recover it. Right? But these 50 drones that are coming in off the ocean, following Coast Guard, they have lights on them. They're aware that they're there. They have FAA lights on them as if it is an aircraft that wants to be seen. Why? If this was a foreign government and they had this super secret technology and they were trying to penetrate our defenses and do all these things, why in God's name would they put lights on them so we can see them? Now, with that said, I think we need better detection on our borders. I think if the Coast Guard is getting followed by drones, and if I were in the Coast Guard, I think I might pull out a gun and maybe shoot the thing. These things are not like, they're not that great when it comes to it. And when we have these conversations, like, we know where they're going. We know where the, and so, and everyone has this technology. No, I agree to that. I think that if we've got satellites that I can zoom in and tell what kind of car is in my driveway from when the picture was taken, I am pretty sure we can secure our borders in this instance. The fear that has been portrayed to the American people when it comes to the drone is the same kind of fear that has been portrayed with the firearm. We start talking about our infrastructure in the United States, our power grid, our power plants, all these different things. It doesn't take a drone to do damage. I'm not going to dream up the ways, okay? There are plenty of bad people that have already done that and have done damage in ways that we can remember. If 9/11 was not a false flag, there's a prime example. There are many things that can cause this kind of damage. And the thing about the drone is this. When we start talking about 50 of them flying from an ocean to the United States on our border, just like this guy did in a hearing such as this, let me be very clear. It takes a whole lot of space to launch 50 drones. And if there is a boat out there that has launched those that close to our border, with that many drones coming into the United States and back out of the United States, we have a much bigger problem than just the drones. That means our water borders are not being patrolled to be able to figure out where these are coming from, because majority of the drones that I've seen, the four propeller style drones in the videos I've seen out there, these things have about an hour of airtime or 2 hours. Now, Some of the more advanced ones that, you know, are propeller style, etc., they've got some more time. You know, some of those can be up for, you know, 6 to 8 hours. But again, distance is limited. And the guy that I talked to at the Air Force is, and the ones that have that capability, you know, are not the ones we're seeing. Wake up, people. This is scare tactics. This is a media blitz for something else. It's coming. I can feel it in my bones. Just like the person who called me that I wrote, the person on, you know, I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not getting into that crap. They don't want another government conspiracy out there, because if they have another government conspiracy to deal with, it's going to hurt national security. No, I want national security taken care of. If there is a damn boat out there that can launch 50 freaking drones into our airspace, there is a bigger problem. Yes, thank you for the email. There is a bigger problem than just freaking drones. Come on, man. They're not launched from a sub. Yeah, emails are pouring in. This is Radio Disclosure. There's 50 drones over your house right now. They're abducting your cows in your backyard. You better watch it. They might be probing something that you're not aware of. We're worried about drones, but let me tell you about the super secret Bluetooth that you know nothing about. That's right. The Bluetooth that's in your refrigerator. Your coffee maker. Let me think of what else. Oh, yeah. Your washer and dryer. Your dishwasher. All of these Bluetooth devices create a Bluetooth network that you're not aware of. And then they talk to another Bluetooth style device, such as your smart switch at your house, to transmit the information about how you use these devices, how much water you use. Yes, folks, that data goes to China. One of the biggest components of people that do that is actually Samsung, believe it or not. And Samsung telephones that are connected to the internet have this style of Bluetooth that can travel line of sight up to 3 miles, I think it was, or 2 miles, or a mile and a half, doesn't matter. But it's a mesh network of slow data traffic about you, your address, the serial numbers from which you purchased. Yes, that's right. Why would a foreign agency need drones to fly over your house to get that information? Yes, I love doing that with the super crazy music. This is Matt Aaron. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. I just had to help. I couldn't help myself. I just had to make it creepy for you there for a minute. So again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this hearing that was held on the security of the United States, as the Associated Press called it, the House Committee on Homeland Security holds hearings on drone threats. And yes, I'm one of them super bad, evil guys that own a drone. It's kind of old, has a really fuzzy camera, an old GoPro that I really wish it was more clear, but that's another discussion for another day. But long story short, all these drones flying over the United States have lights on them pretty much, except very few of them. And the ones that are flying lower make a lot of noise. They're not really being all that covert, like I just said, your refrigerators and all those other things. And if you don't believe me, on that Bluetooth network, please, please, please go do some research. Go find out for yourself. I'm going to play another clip here. What does the FBI know? That's what I'd like to know. And I love this answer, but I'm going to play it for you, and then I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth.
I got an article right here. Mystery drone spotted over New York, New Jersey. Prompt calls for federal investigation. I believe this was Breitbart News. I want to start with you, Mr. Wheeler, from the FBI. What can you tell us about what you guys do know?
So the public reports and what we have from eyewitness sightings, some of those very credible police personnel and others are what we describe as unidentified drones. We do not know the particular specifics of what those drones are. Some are described as being slightly larger than a commercial available drone, fixed wing as well as rotary. We have helped analyze with our partners video and pictures of what those look like, what have been submitted. Part of that is these over 3,000 tips from the public and to look at that. But as I previously stated, we don't know the people responsible behind that, and that's what we're working on.
Yeah. What did you say you guys were?
Okay. Once again, the FBI has no clue. They're not going to have a clue. The only people that know that are going to have a clue on this is the people who launched them. So, unless if this is part of the 50 that came over the boat, and just like it just came over from the ocean, and just like I said, majority of these have a limited range. From the images I saw, I've seen some basically quadcopters, hectocopters, some that, you know, I would consider to be more than, you know, prosumer level, something like you would go buy. And any drone that you buy, unless if it fits in the palm of your hand, is not going to go up more than, you know, 50 feet or so. You know, the FAA has pretty much said it's got to have lights on it, and all majority of these have lights on them. So they're not being super secret. They're not being super stealthy. And it reminds me of some of the larger drones I saw at NAB for aerial photography. And some of these can be almost the size of a small car. But again, let me remind you, these drones only have 45 minutes to an hour maximum flight with very small payloads. A DSLR camera back in the day with a gimbal would reduce the flight time of these down to 20 minutes. And we're talking about 20 or 30 pounds here. So the technology that we're talking about, a majority of these, they're getting launched, they're flying over, they're less than a half a mile from the launch point. Or a mile, let's just say, let's be generous, a mile, mile and a half. Maybe, okay, let's be really generous and say less than 4 miles. So we're talking about a 4 mile radius. They make a heck of a lot of noise when they take off. The size of these are going to be, you know, in an SUV. It's going to take some time to set up. It's going to take some time to tear down. You're going to need some private area to do that. And in these highly populated areas, I will admit there's probably areas you can accomplish that in. And again, I'm just trying to play detective here, okay? But you're not going to really figure that much out, because once these things are launched, their radios are pretty much a line of sight, and the guy on the ground is stuck to the curvature of the earth around 8 miles. Unless if they've got them really high. And the ones that are really low that you can still hear the blades on them, ground clutter, et cetera, is going to really reduce the amount from which their radios are able to communicate with these drones. Unless they are launched from an extremely high point and come down from the mountain and then come up from the mountain. And that takes a lot of energy for those drones to be able to accomplish that. Now, I'm going to go back to the data collecting thing. Check this out. This is another clip from this absolutely insane House hearing, whatever hearing it was. I listened to the whole thing and I walked away dumber.
Do you see any link between, we see that link. Do we see any links between the CCP, China, and the drones, the technology that's being used to surveil our border, and it's being used to help the cartels in their quest to transport people, drugs, guns, everything into the United States?
It's no secret that the preponderance of the UAS technology is manufactured in China, and that the cartels are using that very technology. We share your concerns. There's a reason why we don't use Chinese drones. And whether they knowingly or unknowingly are potentially collecting information for the government of China.
Okay. Once again, we're talking about the collection of data. I agree with protecting our borders completely. I mean, it needs to be done. If what this other guy said in the hearing, that there was 50 flying in off a boat somewhere, that's not being launched from a submarine. That's not being... Once again, I mean, you got to understand, like, the technology to fly these and so on, information and do all that. I mean, what do they got, 50 pilots somewhere? Oh, but it's AI. Well, yeah, sure, but how are we connecting to these things? Through satellite? Okay, well, if we're doing that, then that's pretty easy to, you know, kind of look and see, you know, what... I don't know. I mean, my head hurts from it. Like, okay, how are the drug cartels using it? Well, they're using it to deliver product across the border, and they don't care about the drone afterwards, and probably don't care about trying to even fly them back the other direction. And I guarantee you, when they're using these, they are not lit up with lights on them. Hey, look at me. I'm a drug cartel drone flying over. Yeah, they're not going to do that. They're probably painted all black, not white like some of these I've seen. Again, we're going through this and we're trying to create fear. Fear. This is a fear campaign. And the more that the American people fear this, the more they're willing to give up their rights on the fear of national security and drones. If there's 50 flying over, coming in off the ocean from a large boat or two large boats into our airspace, we have a larger problem about some foreign entity invading our entire thing known as the United States. Oh my gosh. We're going to create so much fear on this and admit to the fact that we're... Come on, people. Wake up. We're doing it to ourselves. Yeah, and I'm serious about that other Bluetooth thing. That's more dangerous than this. You know, security holes in, you know, the adapters in high-ranking official offices, you know, such as Alexa and Google Voice, Google Boxes and Google Assistants and so on and so forth, is more of a security risk than this crap. Your Wi-Fi switch that's attached that came from China is more of a risk. Your whole network could be exposed. But, okay, let's focus on drones, because the deep state doesn't want you to be able to fly a drone over somewhere that they may be doing something super in top secret that they don't want you to know about or document. Yep, I said it. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. Yep, I said it. The deep state is polishing their turd, giving it to the media, and the media has run with it and jammed that golden turd down your throat, known as fear, over drones over the United States of America. Instead of us focusing on more threats and security, we're more focused on securing the rights in policies for the deep state, to where they're probably going to say, we don't want you to be able to own a drone in the United States. Yeah.
Drones have become increasingly affordable and useful within agriculture, law enforcement, search and rescue, photography, and other industries. However, as the airspace becomes more and more crowded with unmanned aircraft, we must ensure the government is prepared and empowered to protect the safety and security of U.S. critical infrastructure and the American public. In 2018, Congress enacted...
The 2018, here we go. We've gone full circle, and if you take a listen to this guy's words, when he says, however, it strikes out everything he said before, and I'm going to play the clip again. Are you ready? When you got to remember, the word however is like taking a black magic marker and removing all of that. Anybody take English 101?
Drones have become increasingly affordable and useful within agriculture, law enforcement, search and rescue, photography, and other industries. However,
we don't care how useful these tools are in these industries. We want our deep state safety. Deep state safety is what needs to happen. That's what actually has to happen. We have to have and make sure that we can't fly drones over P. Diddy slip and slide parties.
That's it. That's all the questions I have. Thank you. To yield back.
Gentleman yields. The chair recognizes Mr. Tanidar for his questioning.
Thank you, Chair Pfluger. The operation of CUAS technologies to intercept drones is sensitive, as it generally requires seizure of property without a warrant. To do so, CUAS technology operators must hack into the signal used to control the drones, which often involves hacking into operators' cell phone or computer. As such, Congress has waived certain wiretapping and other privacy protections for agencies to carry out these activities.
Did you hear that? That's right. Your rights if you own a drone and are flying the drone gives them the ability and the rights to waive your rights, and anything is fair game that is attached to that drone for them to, quote, gain control, so on and so forth to it. And what they're talking about is trying to increase the teeth of those laws. And see, that's the thing that I don't think everyone thinks about. See, this is like again, you know, when you start talking about things like the Patriot Act, when it was enacted, when you start talking about things that violate what I call our freedoms in the United States as polished turds, it's kind of like the scene in Star Wars where they elect the Emperor over the entire galaxy, and everybody stands, everybody looks around, and they clap. Does anybody know the scene I'm talking about? And it's like the people that know are standing there and they're going, oh my gosh, this is insanity. Yeah, no kidding. But what we have here, folks, what we have is a scenario where the United States government, in my opinion, literally got a call after I wrote an email and challenged them on it and said, isn't it interesting? After this act is going to expire just weeks and months prior to that, it's a magic crap storm of drones flashing all over the skies and, you know, all these different areas in New Jersey. I mean, what the hell are they looking for? Let's be real. Are they looking for Tony Soprano in his ducks in his pond or something up there? Really? No. If you've got foreign entities that are going to hit U.S. soil, they're going to be looking at our bases. They're going to be looking at our posts. They're going to be looking at our naval yards. And I hate to break it to you, they can do that with satellites. They don't need freaking drones. And if this is such a big issue, such as we've described, why was there this large balloon that went from one side of the United States all the way to the other side of the United States? And these things are going to fly very low and see all these encrypted networks and SSIDs and fly over sensitive areas of the United States that we could probably already see on satellites. Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to get this right. And to sum the rest of this show up, and I know I've babbled a lot through this, but this is all a bunch of crap. I mean, come on. We need to secure our borders. And if what this guy has said was true in this thing, that 50 are flying over from the ocean and then they fly back and, you know, our Coast Guard is getting followed and all these different things, can anybody really get to the point and say, this is some scary stuff? Yeah, of course I can. Of course I can. That's scary. But that tells me that DOJ ain't doing their job. That's the bottom line. Because a launch point for 50 drones off a boat. Oh, my word. And some of these that barely have enough range to fly less than 5 to 10 miles or 5 miles in one and then five in the back. I mean, maybe you fly it and you get in a car and you drive, but man, that's really freaking risky on a drone that size. I mean, we're talking about drones that are $20,000-$30,000. I mean, this is government money. Let's get real. This is U.S. government money flying over your head to generate fear for you to be okay with whatever they say about drones. As a drone flyer myself, I see the responsibility of owning one. I'm not going to fly into a group of people. I'm not going to fly it at parks. I'm not going to fly it where there's a bunch of trees, or I'm going to lose it. This is all just common sense. But we live in America. We have a culture where common sense is out the door. Most people can't, you know, Yeah, I'm not even going there. That's a whole nother show. Well, I enjoyed ranting and raving. Bottom line is, folks, think about it. If you got drones flying over with lights, they're supposed to be seen. Those are mandatory by the FAA. This isn't anything that's super top secret, anything along those lines. The ones that fly over that are low, that are making a lot of noise, trust me, there's, you know, what are they trying to get in New Jersey? You know, like I said, are they trying to get Polly's bad jokes from The Sopranos and, you know, recapture those or, you know, find some, you know, Italian sausages? Man, if they got all this drone technology, you think they'd fly to freaking Italy to get it, right? Yeah, whatever. Well, if you've listened to this whole rant, thank you. I appreciate it. I enjoy doing these shows. I'm sorry, folks, I have not been doing them for a while. I will promise to get back on this train. This train's fun. We're going to do some open call shows soon, get some callers back in here, you know. We're going to make it a little fun. The polished turd of the drone flying. And yes, I did say it. The deep state is very much active. And again, this has this similar ring to it. To so many things that have happened with inside the United States as far as our deep state and deep government goes. And if you don't believe me, go do some research. Let's get the news media going. Yeah, whatever. This is Matt Aaron. Have a good night. Thank you to WRMI Legends for carrying us. And whatever radio station I have sent this to that have played it, you know, send them an email. Say, hey, thank you for carrying Radio Disclosure and Matt Aaron. This has been Radio Disclosure.